At this hour in Olympia, your state lawmakers are caucusing and getting briefed on this new budget. Reporters are waiting. The public is waiting, waiting for details on what's in this budget. How are we going to pay for education and more? Let us check in now with reporter Joseph O'Sullivan, who covers the state legislature for the Seattle Times. He's on the phone from Olympia. Hi, Joseph.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We talked yesterday with our Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins, about a possible budget deal. 24 hours have passed, and what more do you know?
We have a budget deal, but still not a lot of details. They're actually printing up the budget deal, and it's not expected to be publicly released until later today and possibly even late this night. We have lawmakers saying on the record now that they do expect a decent-sized property tax shift to help pay for planned education funding.
Will you describe that property tax shift?
That there will be an online sales tax collection expansion.
First of all, Joseph, a property tax shift. Will you describe that and remind us why that's happening?
So Republicans have proposed doing what's called a levy swap, which is a way to kind of equalize how property tax levies are done across the state in school districts. And their plan would increase. They would set a uniform rate across the state. So property-rich, quote-unquote, districts like Seattle and Bellevue would see their taxes rise a bit, while other districts would see their taxes decline. And they say that's been needed to help address the Supreme Court's McCleary decision.
And Democrats generally oppose that way of funding education. Have they given up?
No, they would have preferred doing, you know, they proposed a capital gains tax to address this. They proposed restructuring the state's business and occupation tax. The one thing that they have called for that appears to be in the plan is an expansion of online sales tax collection. So some revenue will be coming from that, but we presume at this point the property tax adjustment will be the bigger piece of new revenue in a deal.
You just said online sales tax. What can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, it's hard to go on. An earlier version of the proposal, remote sellers of goods, that's people like Amazon and eBay that have at least $10,000 in gross receipts sourced to Washington State, would have to pay tax revenue on those sales.
So if this budget passes, becomes law, is that it? Or is there going to be a chance for lawmakers to go in and change things around?
At this point, I just spoke to a budget negotiator about 20 minutes ago, and she said that all the big changes have been set on the budget, and there probably won't be many other changes. Lawmakers probably won't get a lot of time to give input into this.
Can you let us know, Joseph, why we're speculating here? Why are lawmakers not telling us more about what's in this budget?
Well, we're speculating because a deal was announced yesterday, and legislators didn't provide any details on what's expected to be a budget that's going to be bigger than $41 billion. And, of course, without the budget documents, nobody knows the fine print. I mean, these bills are hundreds of pages long with all sorts of stuff crammed in there, and nobody's been able to see that. Meanwhile, lawmakers were just giving their briefing, a verbal briefing from legislative leaders this afternoon and late this morning. So everybody's still getting up to speed on here, and they really don't have much time to review the fine print before they have to make a decision on this.
Getting you up to speed on this, Joseph O'Sullivan, who covers the state legislature for the Seattle Times. Joseph, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And lawmakers need to pass a budget tomorrow. Governor Inslee's got to sign it in pen by the stroke of midnight to avoid a partial government shutdown in Washington State. You're listening to The Record. Back in a moment.